Hi there, this is Scarlett from thescarletmistress.com, and today I want to read you my blog post called Miss Scarlett's New Rope Demo Doll. Now, I just have to tell you about a recent experience I had with my new rope demo doll, and just to bring you up to date, I have fallen even more in love with rope bondage and rope art and shibari. It started several years ago when I watched someone get tied up and then suspended in the air. Now, I wasn't so much interested in the suspension as in the look of the rope against skin and the feeling of helplessness the bottom felt from being tied up. I've been practicing a lot, and as you may have assumed, I have a lot of people offering to be my demo bottom. Now, recently, I was at a BDSM dungeon play party, and this beautiful blonde approached me. She said she had heard I was good with rope and would I consider tying her up. Now, as my inside devil giggled with glee, I told her that if she stripped down naked in front of everyone in the dungeon, I'd consider letting her be a rope demo doll for me. Wouldn't you know, in about 2 seconds flat, she was naked and exposed, kneeling before me. I quickly grabbed my bag of rope, and I found a nice open space to begin tying her up. Her body was just gorgeous. All curves and yummy parts. I stood behind her and let the rope drag against her skin. I told her to close her eyes and just enjoy the feeling of becoming more and more in my control. I decided to make a simple rope dress on her, and I proceeded to twist and drag the rope along her luscious curves, wrapping it and looping it as I bound her breasts and pulled her arms behind her. I found myself getting excited about placing a happy knot right over her clitoris. When I got to her thighs, I gently kissed her thigh and used my hand to part her legs. I tied a nice fat knot in the rope and pushed it snug up between her pussy lips before pulling the rope between her legs right up her ass, only to find the spot between her wrists where I tied it off. I gave it an extra tug upwards to make sure it was snug. I stood up and admired my work, very pleased with the design and the beauty. I then reached out and grabbed the rope attached to her happy knot and pulled upwards repeatedly as she started to moan and grind against it. I pulled her over to a group of people and I said, "Who would like to play with my demo doll?" A handsome, strong man reached out and started pulling on her ropes, bringing forth squeals and a high-pitched whimpering. Being bound and helpless has its benefits. I hope you enjoyed my story, although it's entirely true. I have many more than this one, so give me a call to hear more or to talk about bondage, rope, shibari, or anything else that's on your naughty little mind. Again, this is Scarlett from thescarletmistress.com.